Foster Mike, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show, where me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. And to start tonight's show, here's Jen Butterworth with The Housewife's Lament.
One day I was walking, I heard a complaint, and I saw a poor woman, the picture of gloom. She gazed at the mud on her doorstep. 'Twas raining, and this was the song as she wielded her broom. Oh, life is a toil, and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade, and the riches will flee. Wages will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. There's too much of worryment goes to a bonnet, there's too much of ironing goes into a shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and the riches will flee. Wages will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. In March it is mud, it's slush in December, the midsummer breeze is loaded with dust. In fall the leaves litter, in muddy September the wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. There are worms on the cherries and slugs on the roses, and ants in the sugar and mice in the pies. The rubbish of spiders no mortal supposes, and ravaging roaches damaging. Will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. It's sweeping at six, and that's dusting. Life
was a ceaseless endeavor to brush off the waves as they swept over me. Alas, was no dream ahead, I behold it. I see I am helpless, my fate to avert. She laid down her broom, her apron she folded, she lay down and died, and was buried in dirt.
The always excellent Jen Butterworth with a track from her album Her By Design, The Housewife's Lament. Doesn't seem to have been recorded many times, that song. Peggy Seeger recorded it in 1968, and it was on the Musical Traditions anthology Songs from the Golden Fleece from 2005, sung by Audrey Smith. And it's apparently copied from the diary of a Mrs. Sarah Price of Ottawa, Illinois. Next, a track from the latest album by John Wilkes, which is called Bones, a collection of demos and live tracks. It's really good listen. And in fact, in October this year, both Jen Butterworth, along with the wonderful Will Pound, and John Wilkes will be travelling over to the island to play at the Institute. John at the start of the month, and Jen and Will towards the end. Anyway, this is John Wilkes' demo version of his track, Montague Whaler.
Lacings of fright and your sheets disarrayed, and your travellers are jammed at the yard. You've lost crinkle and bone, and your planking is sprung, and the grease in your pintle's gone hard. Well, your garbage strikes split, and your stretchers don't fit, and your paintwork's beginning to peel. Well, your gunnels have dipped, and your fillers have chipped, and the deadwood's adrift from your keel. Well, they once sailed you proud, sang your praises out loud, the pride of the fleet that you served. No more will they shout as they bring you about, is this the reward you the sailors of old, of the lives that you saved from the sea. You're the last galliot, and you're left here to rot, and now who's going to save you from me? When you shake out your reef, take the wind by its teeth, and you sail into history and song. When they've thrown you away, please recall what I say, and forgive us for being so wrong. So away with your keelson, and away with your yard, and away with your mizzen and main, for the days of the Montague Whaler are the days we will not see again.
The excellent John Wilkes, lovely guitar playing, great singing too. Now, a couple of years ago, I was playing you music from a CD by James Kerry. I think it was called Source. He's got a new one out. It's the James Kerry Trio this time, and it's called Tributaries. I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from it in tonight's show. James is an English accordion player, and this first track is Concrete Life. So that was James Kerry on melodeon, with Tom Kitchen on fiddle, and Danny Tonks on guitar, who together are the James Kerry Trio. One more track from that album later in the show. Now, last week I played you something from the new album by Claire Vine. In fact, it's her first album. It's called We Carve Our Path, and it went down very well. So here's another one. This is The Maid on the Shore.
Let the wind die high above, long, could she find to comfort her mind as she sang all alone on the shore? She sang all alone on the shore. There was a sea captain who sailed on the sea. Let the wind blow high and blow low. I'll die, oh, I'll die, that captain did cry. If I can't have that maid on the shore, if I can't have that maid on the shore. The captain had silver, the captain had gold, the captain had costly wearings. All these he would give to his jolly ship's crew to bring him that maid from the shore, to bring him that maid from the shore. So slowly, slowly she came upon board. The captain, he gave her a cheer-o. He seated her down in the cabin below. Adieu to all sorrow and care. Adieu to all sorrow and care. She seated herself on the bow of the ship and sang so low and so sweet, oh. She sang so sweet, genteel and complete. She sang all the seamen to sleep. She sang all the seamen to sleep. She sang all the seamen to sleep. She partook of his silver, partook of his gold, partook of his costly wearings. She took his broadsword to make her an oar and paddle right back to the shore, to paddle right back to the shore. Your men must be crazy, your men must be mad, your men must be deep in despair, oh. I deluded them all as well as yourself. Again I'm a maid on the shore. Again I'm a maid on the shore. Again I'm a maid on the shore.
Again I'm a maid on the shore.
Again I'm a maid on the shore. Again I'm a maid on the shore.
Well, that's really good, isn't it? That's Claire Vine from her album We Carve Our Path. Now, I've had a request. Not had one of these for a little while, and it is from a regular correspondent, Mr. Mick Gallup of Staveley in Cumbria. And I did take a little while to think about playing this one. It's the song Where the Wild Roses Grow, and it's by Kylie Minogue and Nick Cave. Now, I'm usually a big fan of singers with distinctive voices. I love Tom Waits, John Martin, Neil Young, but I've always struggled a bit with Nick Cave. I know that's not very cool of me, but it is the case. Kylie, on the other hand, is always welcome to come in and have a chat on the Manx Radio Folk Show, and when she finally gets round to releasing her album of the child ballads, I'll be playing it all the time, I'm sure. Anyway, this is from Nick Cave's album Murder Ballads. Kylie Minogue and Nick Cave, Where the Wild Roses Grow.
They call me the Wild Rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door,
the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose. But my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day. On the third day, took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose. But my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, it's I do not know. For my name was Eliza.
So there you go, Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue, and I'm playing that for Mick Gallop. And if you'd like a track played on the Max Radio Folk Show, just email folkshow@maxradio.com. Now another one of my friends back in the UK, Rich Sagar, over in West Yorkshire, has started to learn to play the whistle. So I thought I'd play a nice tune that he could perhaps learn and play along with. This would be a great album for you to track down, Rich. It's called Simply Whistle. That doesn't mean they're simple tunes, but the whistle is very much to the forefront. It's by Pat Walsh, and here's a slowish one for you. It's Claudia's Waltz.
Thank you.
That's Claudia's Waltz by Pat Walsh. It doesn't seem to be on the session.org, that tune. So if you want to have a go at playing it, Rich, you'll have to do that by ear. Back to the new albums now. I played you a track recently by the Scottish-Americana band Wayward Jane. They've got a new album out called Neptune, and this is the title track.
Nightfall, oh, the curtain call, and an echo of a faraway shore. In the silence, oh, the light at your door will be there to guide me home. Clock strikes, oh, the beat of a drum, and your heart lies heavy on my mind, and the meaning, oh, it's easy to find in a letter, oh, when you said you'd come. In for a while to pick up where we left off, and a new score and our old ways. Now you settle down for the night. On the shore for a wave to take her home. In the darkness on the deep sea floor, oh, you're there still on my mind.
Now the next track on that album, Neptune by Wayward Jane, is called Neptune Reel, and I'll play that for you a little bit later in the show. In the meantime, here's another new album. A really wonderful one by Amy Leach and Alistair Paul. The album's called They'll I Remain, and this is Stone and Lime Wall.
Heart will enclose you like a stone and lime wall. like a sheet of white paper. Her neck and breast round, with her body neat and slender, and her hair hanging down, and her hair hanging down, and her hair hanging down, with her body neat and slender, and her hair hanging down. You're a pattern for Venus, you're an honor for me. I'll leave the whole world and I'll follow Molly, and I'll follow Molly, and I'll follow Molly. I'll leave the whole world and I'll follow Molly. Meeting, our joy will renew, and we'll change the green and yellow for the violets so blue, for the violets so blue, for the violets so blue. We'll change the green and yellow for the violets so blue. You might be my ruin, my sudden downfall, my heart will enclose you like a stone. Like a stone and lime wall, like a stone and lime wall. My heart will enclose you like a stone and lime wall.
So that was Amy Leach and Alistair Paul. I've seen them live a couple of times now and they're absolutely captivating. So I'm really looking forward to them coming to the island in November. More about that nearer the time, I'm sure. Last week I played you a guitar track by Jean Banwath, from an album called Just Sound that I discovered. Here's another one, The Hag at the Churn. I got Chris Drever's new album in the post the other day. It is, of course, a fantastic album. It's called Doing This for Love, and here's a track from it. Does Your Sleep Feel Like Rest? Yeah, I think it does most of the time. Thanks for asking, Chris.
went searching for myself. I didn't find anything. No bone comb cave painting, no piece of polished glass on string. For myself, photographs of harbour stairs, tide waving, dead man's fingers, wind as cold as thoughts and prayers. You hang your hat upon the wind, chased by shadows on moonless nights. I'm just as sharp as a marble sometimes, hoping one day to get one thing right. Dark riders on the road again. The truth is in her bed. I barely know that I'm blessed. Does your sleep even feel like rest? I've been searching for the answers. The mathematics leaves me cold. You've been sifting through the rubble. You maybe find your neighbor's bones. You're out here just tilting at windmills. A poem in a bulletproof vest. It took me 2 years to write one sonnet. Does your sleep ever feel like rest? Dark riders on the road again. Truth is in her bed. Barely know that I'm blessed. Does your sleep even feel like rest? Dark riders on the road again. The truth is in her bed. I barely know that I'm blessed. Does your sleep even feel like rest? Does your sleep even feel like rest? Does your sleep even feel like?
So that's Chris Drever from his new album, Doing This For Love. I'll definitely be playing you more tracks from that. I'd love to play you a track called Bring Back Hanging Around. Great title. But it's got a very rude word in it that I'm not sure I'll get away with on Manx Radio. So you'll have to search that one out for yourselves. Go and buy the album. That's the best solution, isn't it? Had a lovely afternoon on Sunday at the Centenary Centre for the showcase concert for Shenigas Dhu. Congratulations to all involved in organising the festival. I didn't get to see as much as I wanted to because I was tied up on Saturday with doing the sound at the Institute for a band. But what I did see was fantastic. There were four great acts on Sunday afternoon, culminating with the wonderful Trip. Also appearing were Nia Nessan, the four-piece featuring Dave Kilgallen and Adam Rhodes from the island, along with Breton musicians Lars Landat and Thomas Wasson. Great set by them, so I thought I'd play you one of their tracks. At the time of recording Beyond the Pier, Mira Royal was a member of the group, And from that album, this is called Dame de Bal. Earlier on in the show, I promised you another track by Wayward Jane. Here it is, Neptune Reel. Thank you. Great track by Wayward Jane from their new album Neptune. Staying with a similar feel, here's a new track by Brooks Williams and Aaron Catlow. They played this at the Institute recently, and it's a lovely song about a Wall of Death motorbike rider called Tornado Smith.
Mind, they don't teach this in school. Fortune by design, I guarantee you'll remember the roar of the Indian scout, the stars that shine at the curds of Tornado Smith and the Lioness Marjorie Dare. No one calls me George anymore, who speaks of Newton Green. Marjorie, me, and the lioness, I guarantee you'll remember the roar of the Indian scout, the stars that shine at the curds of Tornado Smith and the lioness, Marjorie Dare. Just ride the wall of death. I guarantee you will not forget us. Forget us. Round and round we go. Hear that motor. Shine at the curds of Tornado Smith and the lioness Marjorie Dare. Tornado Smith and the lioness Marjorie Dare.
Very nice indeed. Brooks Williams and Aaron Catlow. Now, folk and roots music happening around the Isle of Man this week. As far as I'm aware, it's just the regular things. So that means the session at O'Donnell's on Wednesday night, the Folk Club in Ramsey on Thursday night, the session at the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday night, and the Sunday afternoon session. As it's the second Sunday of the month, I think it should be the Manor in Willesden. I think that starts about 2 o'clock. I may be wrong, so check social media. For the last track tonight, I'm going back to the James Kerry Trio and the album Tributaries. This is Où le fleuve disparaît and Rivière en Ray. I'll be back next week to play more great folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world, and I do hope that you'll join me then.
One, two, one, two, three.